Nancy Pelosi is in a position of incredible power. How did she get there? You didn't vote for her. I didn't vote for her. It's a unique situation because the party that has the majority in the House, they vote their person in, and that person runs the House. The single most important thing a congressman can do is that first vote they cast for the Speaker of the House. And that's why I've told you over and over and over again, because people will say, well, I got a Democrat congressman, and man, I'm really mad at what's going on with Pelosi, but my guy, he's not that bad. Your guy casts a vote for Pelosi. If he doesn't, she's not there, period, end of story. So you got about 200 Republicans and about 235 Democrats. Republicans have to pick up a net of 18 seats. That would be 218 to 217. And then Nancy Pelosi goes back to being a backbencher, and I can tell you this, she would retire. As old as she is, she's 80 years old, she would retire. She would no longer be in a position to impeach the president. She'd no longer be in a position to torment the president. She'd be done. So you might really, really be mad at Nancy Pelosi, but you can't defeat Nancy Pelosi unless you make sure that you win your congressional seat. And that is why every swing seat is so important this November. And that's why we've been talking to individual congressional members, which we don't normally do. Because every one of these, and you know where this race is going to be won? It's going to be won in upstate New York and small town Iowa and small town Mississippi. These seats that don't get a lot of national attention. So here's a seat that has a lot of money coming in from outside. It's a fellow named Chip Roy. Now, we are big Chip Roy fans. We have been big Chip Roy supporters. We like Chip Roy a lot. And he is under attack by a Democrat darling. Her name is Wendy Davis. Texans will remember her as having run for governor. Texas will remember her as abortion Barbie. Texans will remember her as a woman who left behind her kids and left a man and took a lot of his money, and he had nothing nice to say about the way she handled that. Very, very, very left-wing. How is this woman being recycled as a candidate again? Well, that's what we're going to talk about. But I want to be very clear. I want to talk about how bad Wendy Davis is. But it's not just that our candidate, Chip Roy, is not bad. He is a very, very good congressman. He's just not a guy that runs around, you know, screaming, look at me, look at me. He's a guy that gets things done. Chip Roy is our guest. And Chip, first of all, you're in a tough race here, right? I mean, this is a seat in Texas that Republicans are throwing a lot of money at you. I mean, that Democrats Absolutely. Are throwing a lot of money at Wendy Davis to defeat you.
Absolutely, that's right. You know, they funnel a lot of money through Act Blue. We don't always know where it comes from, by the way. A lot of outside money, and Wendy Davis has been the beneficiary of that, and she's obviously a well-known liberal who stood up on the floor of the Texas Senate filibustering for third trimester late-term abortion until birth. I disagree with her. She's bad on all the issues. She wants to take your guns. She wants to hide in the room. She doesn't want to open our economy back up. She doesn't want to secure the border. She voted against banning sanctuary cities. I could go down a laundry list of what's wrong with her, but what's important right now is that people heed your advice across the country, across Texas, in our districts that matter. Show up, get your people to turn out and vote because it's going to matter. And it matters because this election is about standing up for America. It's about standing up for law enforcement. It's about standing up for law and order. It's about standing up against all of the scare tactics and panic about this virus that are shutting down businesses, shutting down livelihoods, causing all these great institutions and live music venues to get hammered. And I've been proud to work on a bipartisan basis to try to come up with legislation to help. We passed the PPP Flexibility Act. It helped save some small businesses. About 18,000 businesses in the district I represent benefited from it. And I'm happy for that. But you know what will help? Opening up, getting our economy going, standing strong as Americans, not cowering in fear. Like, my dad was a polio survivor. He lived through a bad pandemic. We can get through this, do it together, and work hard, and we shouldn't cower in fear, and we should damn well stand with law enforcement when they're getting attacked by these mobs on the street.
I like it. Let's talk about who Wendy Davis is. This is a candidate who Democrats have been frothing to get into office, far-left Democrat. You know, when I first saw that she was running, I knew this is going to be serious because she's so bad and she's a Beto-type candidate. She is so bad, and they love her so much that they're going to pour money into this race. For people that don't remember and understand, and then we're going to talk about you and what you're doing, for people that don't remember how bad a candidate she is and the things that were exposed about her, Talk a little bit about that, because I don't want to scare people, but I want to go in eyes wide open as to exactly who this individual is and what her agenda is.
Sure, yeah. I mean, there's no question who she would saddle up with, right? She would saddle up with Nancy Pelosi. She would saddle up to the left of Nancy Pelosi along with the AOC wing of the party. She stood on the floor of the Texas Senate, famously, filibustering for late-term abortion. Now, look, I'm pro-life. I'm avowedly so. But whatever your view on it is, think about what this means. It means she stood up fighting for abortion after 20 weeks, right up until the moment of birth, with people in the stands, in the gallery, shouting, "Hail to Satan," with a bunch of leftists following her around. A couple of years ago, she stood on the steps of the Texas State Capitol, wearing a hat with an unmentionable female body part on her head. This is a former state senator who wants to be a congresswoman, who was wearing that hat on the steps of the Capitol, talking about the benefits of economics surrounding that body part. This is a profoundly unserious candidate. And she voted in the Texas State Senate against banning sanctuary cities. She's for open borders. She would saddle up right next to Kamala Harris and Joe Biden to ban fracking. She'd support the Green New Deal and undermine Texas jobs and, frankly, make our environment worse in the process. These are all the things we know about her. But what's worse is she would play the political game. That's what she does. She has run for office almost every cycle since the mid-1990s, Fort Worth City Council, where she had shady dealings and took, you know, money and contracts despite being on the city council that benefited her personally. We know about some of her life story stuff. I'll leave that to others to talk about. But, you know, she was notorious and then running for governor against Governor Abbott. She ran as a pro-gun candidate. And now she's avowedly, you know, taking money from the Brady handgun folks and saying that she wants to limit our ability to defend ourselves. She wants us to hide in the corner from this virus, criticizing me because I dare to say that we ought to open our country up, you know, carefully for our elderly, but open up and get our businesses going to save these livelihoods that are getting ruined because Democrats are selling fear instead of what we can accomplish. That's who she is. And I could go on and on, but she's pretty easy to describe.
Let's talk about who Chip Roy is coming up next. Quick reminder, if you'll go to michaelberryshow.com, that's our official website, and while you're there, buy your official Michael Berry Show gear and wear it proudly. We appreciate you. That's all at michaelberryshow.com. Chip Roy is our guest. He is a congressman serving in the 18th Congressional District in Texas, which is basically San Antonio, Austin, Hill Country area. And I got to tell you, Chip, I know there's been a lot of folks moving in, trying to California or Texas. I am surprised that a Democrat can challenge in this district, because you would have thought that this was as Republican a district as you could find. I guess that's changing.
Well, it's the 21st Congressional District, which stretches from downtown Austin to North San Antonio, Fort Sam Houston, all the Hill Country. It is extremely conservative throughout most of the district, but it has a growing part of Austin, Texas. Downtown and South Austin. This is the keep Austin weird part. And it was the blueberry and the tomato soup, as Governor Perry used to refer to it. But it's growing. The blueberry is getting bigger. So it's now making this district more competitive. We believe we win, but we win only with support and phone calls and door knocking and dollars. And I appreciate all the support. And there's so many great donors out there that give me $5, $100, chiproy.com, and I appreciate that. But we'll beat them if we outwork them. But let's, you know, just be clear. It is winnable by the Democrats because of how much Austin has grown. So we've got to get our message out there. We've got a bunch of ads up. You would love my first ad. I'm not sure if you've seen it. Where
I have seen it, where you're wearing the ball cap with your boy.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a great ad.
Because we're talking about not playing the game. And that's look, I ran to do what I said I would do, to come to D.C. and fight for the people I represent, not play the game in Washington, not come. Look, I'll call out Republicans. I'll call out the president. I'll call out Republicans in Texas, the governor and others. But I'll also work with Democrats if they'll work with me to pass, for example, the PPP Flexibility Act to help businesses survive all of these nonsensical lockdowns. So that's what I want to tell people is I'm not a game player. I come up here and I call it like I see it. And frankly, people across the spectrum have thanked me for that when I go back home.
But how much will that matter? I mean, we're going to be in a race where folks are going to show up to vote for or against Donald Trump. Nobody's actually for Joe Biden. And my concern is that the Democrats will show up to vote Democrat without regard to – here's a guy in Chip Roy who got the deal passed for PPP that saved a lot of businesses. I mean, do you think that the district's businesses will remember that?
Well, I hope so. I've had a lot of great meetings with a lot of the restaurants, a lot of music venues, hotels, et cetera, and they're so thankful. And, you know, I'm working hard this week, next week, trying to stop Nancy Pelosi from continuing to politicize all this. And she won't bring these bills to a vote. She won't do her job. But here's the thing, and I'm talking about businesses and so forth, and yes, we're going to rise or fall a lot on how well the president does, but here's the one thing that I think is key. This election is about standing up for America, yes or no. Do you stand up for America, our founding principles? Today is Constitution Day. Do you stand up with the veterans who have fought and died to protect this country and to protect freedom around the globe? And importantly, do you stand up with law enforcement? Do you stand up for the 43 police officers I said on the floor of the House of Representatives last night and the night before, giving a speech about the 43 officers murdered in the line of duty? Are you going to do that? My opponent is not. Joe Biden is not. They are running to the shadows. They want to side with BLM and Antifa. They want to side with mob rule. They don't want to step up and stand alongside our law enforcement officers. My grandfather, who is the chief of police of Sweetwater, Texas, my great-great-grandfather, who is a Texas Ranger, I was in the U.S. Attorney's Office prosecuting bad guys. I'm proud of that. We should put bad guys in jail. Yes, we should have a conversation about qualified immunity and making sure that we don't have court-created rules that, you know, make people be in jail who shouldn't be. You and I both agree with that because we love liberty. But we want bad guys to be in jail, and we want our cops to be safe. We don't want lawlessness on the streets. And Democrats are siding with lawlessness and mob rule instead of siding with law enforcement. And I'm going to have none of it.
Chip Roy is our guest. He is the congressman in the 21st Congressional District, which is San Antonio, Austin, Hill Country area. You know, I always ask congressmen and congressional candidates what the specific issues are in that district that are not the typical issues across the country that are specific to there, whether it's the coal industry or sugarcane or what is that. What are you seeing in that district that you think is amplified more there than in the rest of the country?
Well, it's going to be a little bit of a reflection of everybody, but there is a specific answer. In general, they're concerned about getting our jobs back. In general, they're concerned about getting through the virus. In general, they're concerned about mobs and protecting our streets. And in general, they're very concerned about securing the border. The western side of my district's about 90 miles from Laredo. So immigration, border security, and getting that right is very important, and beating back the cartels. I hear that everywhere. But ultimately, I've got a bunch, and Michael, given your experiences off radio, you'll appreciate this, that I've got so many of the live music venues. I've got Luckenbach. I've got the Broken Spoke. I've got Green Hall. I've got all these dance halls, a bunch of the bars, Stubbs in downtown Austin. The folks in the Hill Country, the wineries, the vineyards, the breweries, the distilleries, all of that stuff, they've been getting hammered by this over-the-top shutdown. And that's what I hear everywhere, is open up. Do it safely. My dad's 77, Michael. He had polio. He survived the polio pandemic. But we didn't see him from Christmas to July 4th, or my 71-year-old mom. We took care of them, but we got to open up. We got to get back.
And you're a cancer survivor. I mean, you're at a greater risk than other folks.
Well, and the thing is having gone through cancer, you've seen it, right? And you know that life's worth living, and that we don't want to have people have suicides and mental health problems or not get cancer screenings or not get the help they need or not get
the heart check. Which is happening, yeah. You're exactly right.
Which is happening. And that's what people are concerned about, is getting open, getting their life back. Do it safely, but let's get busy. Let's get busy living, and that's what I hear everywhere. Secure our border, strong economy, and get busy living and keep our streets safe. And Democrats are on the wrong side of every one of those issues.
What are the rumors in D.C. of things Nancy Pelosi is going to try between now and Election Day to turn folks against Republicans and in favor of Democrats?
Well, she continues to try to play politics by jamming up votes that would actually make a difference in people's lives so that, you know, the president can't get a success. She refuses to bring up a bipartisan bill to extend the PPP another few months to help these businesses survive. She refuses to have any kind of support for law enforcement on the floor of the House of Representatives. I was on the floor showing those 43 who've been killed with a big chart that said, where's the speaker? Where is she? Why aren't we here? Why aren't we doing our job? It's because she doesn't want to give any political victories. Let me give you an example of that. When I passed that PPP bill in June, Dean Phillips, the Democrat in Minnesota that I wrote the bill with, he's a good man. He's actually a really straight shooter. He called me up because I can't believe I'm having to do this. In order to get this done, we're going to have to take the bill out of your bill, take the language, drop it in a bill with me being the lead sponsor, and then we'll be able to pass it. She didn't know anything. And you know what? I told Dean, don't worry about it. Didn't matter. Let's pass this for the small businesses, the restaurants getting screwed by these closures. Let's pass it for the people who work there. And we got it done. And that's all that matters. But those are the games she wants to continue to play. Make a fight out of the post office. Make claims about veterans. All of these things that are frankly lies to go after the president. That's what she's going to keep doing. She's going to keep playing the political games in Washington that everybody's sick of. And frankly, Washington Republicans need to step up, man up, lead, do their part to do what's necessary to demonstrate to the American people they're serious about changing this town and representing the people they represent.
I was told that your race may end up being the most expensive congressional race this year. Is that right?
It's not going to be cheap. I don't know how it'll stack up, but I know it's barreling to be well over, and it's going to be in the double digits of millions of dollars that are spent. I know the other side, you know, they're probably already have unloaded a couple million dollars in ads against me and ads for Wendy, and there's a bunch more coming. So it's going to be expensive. I need every dollar I can get. You know, chiproy.com, seriously, $5, $100. You want to write $2,800? That's the max. I'll take it. But in all seriousness, I look at every contribution that comes across my email. Every one pops up. I get it. I look at it, and I see it. And it means a lot. And if it's $5, it means every bit as much as a max out. But the more the merrier. And help us at chiproy.com to beat Wendy Davis, who we know she is, a liberal who would saddle up with Nancy Pelosi to advance a leftist Marxist agenda that would keep our streets or make our streets unsafe, wouldn't side with the police, would stand for late-term abortion, would stand for unsecure borders, would stand to ban fracking. These are all the things we know about her.
Keep fighting. Chiproy.com. Thank you, buddy.